Ephesians chapter 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. I love that. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with thee. Thou mayest live long on the earth. Do you see obedience pays? You want your children to have well days. You don't want them to have long, miserable days. You want them to have long, well days. You want them to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. There was nothing wrong with that old poem, except that it didn't tell you how to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. And that's through the word of the living God, and you're honoring that word. Then it says, your fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Now, parents are definitely in charge. I wouldn't say children obey. You're supposed to be in charge. One thing that has destroyed America in large part, especially in relationship to our children, is the fact that children have taken charge. Especially in their teens, parents tend to back off because it's very difficult. You're in charge if the child's 2, 12, or 16. Now, they come to a day of independence. You know, a child is like wrapped in a cocoon, like a worm wrapped in a cocoon, and there is a day when that cocoon opens and the butterfly flies out, when something beautiful and something different is conceived. But until that day, you are in charge. Now, when they leave your home, you're no longer in charge, but they will honor you because of what you've put into them, what you've done in their life. They'll begin to see what a blessing you were. As they get older, you'll get wiser and wiser. I'm here to guarantee that fact. I'm a lot smarter now than I ever was. My children see that. And it's really because you learn to walk with God. Children, obey. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Bring them up in the nurture. The word nurture means to provide an atmosphere by which they can grow. Now, growth is spirit, soul, and body. If you grow in body, means you provide proper nutrition. But you're aware that proper nutrition does not ensure good health. But without proper nutrition, we won't have good health. So proper nutrition is your part. I was with a group of people at this party. This little girl was there, and there was plenty of food, plenty of good food, all kinds of food. She couldn't find anything that she would eat. She was a preschooler. And her mother finally said, well, I'll just cut her a piece of cake. She likes icing. She'll eat the icing. And so that's what they did. They cut her a piece of cake. She ate the icing off the cake. They threw the layers out, and that's all she ate. Now, if that's what you're doing, you're wrong. Can I say it delicately like that? You are in charge of nutrition. I know I don't like some things myself. I found out I could eat them if I was overseas. I do that graciously. But when I get home, I'm glad to be divested of fish and tomatoes. Oh, my. You do what you want to. And yet, when you travel, it says to eat what's set before you, and that's what we do. I've eaten eggplant relish, which, by the way, was quite good. You know, sugar makes a lot of things palatable. You're in charge of nutrition. A child has to grow. Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature. But the fact that you gave proper nutrition doesn't mean that some unforeseen disease that's not nutritionally related comes to him. So you're going to have to do more than oversee the nutrition of the child, yet you have to do that much. You see children that are TV children. They haven't walked around the block in a century. You're in charge of exercise. You're in charge of seeing that the muscles are stretched and they have the right atmosphere for growth. You are in charge. You and your husband are in charge. Now, if you're a single parent, it's perfectly all right. It's not ideal, but God will help you. I know that. I'm positive of that. Now, turn to 1 Timothy. Let me show you some scripture. You're in charge of their mind, and yet there's some things you won't be able to do with their mind, but you're in charge of providing good things for their mind. You know, if your children go to school, in fact, I remember years ago, they were having a unit on astrology, witchcraft, and other things in a classroom, and the mother objected. She didn't think that was right for her child. I was 100% in agreement with her. And she went to the school and took a firm stand because you're in charge of your child's mind. You're in charge of their mind to see that what comes into the mind, as much as you can oversee it, is good for them and good for their growth. They don't watch X-rated movies because you're in charge. They don't quit school because you're in charge. One lady told me a high school diploma was just a bump in the road, but it was a necessary bump. I like her concept. It may not be everything, but it is something. You are in charge of their spirit. You're to provide spiritual nutrition and the word of the living God so they can grow up.